It's the Darren Copeland Experience. Weeknights 8 to 10.
This is called Intergalactic.
Is this like a sampling of the intergalactic?
It's intergalactic, but then cats are involved. Meow 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 meow. MCA was a notorious cat fancier when he was alive.
I have no idea if you're telling me the truth. That could be the truth.
It's possible.
No,
it's possible I could be telling you the truth about the Beastie Boys.
But they might. I don't know much about the Beastie Boys. They had a couple of their albums.
MCA, cat fancier.
I didn't even know he was dead.
What?
I don't keep track of these guys.
Maybe you should start keeping track.
I don't know. I mean, I haven't purchased a Beastie Boys album in 20 years, so not a big reason for me to keep track of them. You know what I mean? And I don't read People magazine. I mean, I guess I should, you know, keep up on what the kids are doing today, but...
Do you know what the kids are doing today? Is they're whooping up on the Cleveland Indians, those kids being the Rockies.
Yes, they are.
That makes me smile every time. Just a bunch of drunk Reds fans.
Yes.
Trying to get a Chihuahua to dance.
All right, Cleveland comes in second place in the American League Central. They're above 500. They're a good team. They've been playing better. These inter-conference games, these two-game series, they're just weird to me. It's just strange to see, oh, you're going to come in for two games, then I guess
well, they,
down the road.
What they want is they've had a very difficult time trying to figure out is how to do one four-game series with each interleague series, and this is the only way to do it. So at some point, you know, the Rockies will probably go back to Cleveland, probably right after this, and go play two in Cleveland.
I know they did that with Seattle. I don't know. I think they're scheduled to be in Colorado for a few more days. Is it Tuesday, Wednesday? Maybe they take a day off and then go back and do a two-game series. I don't know. I need actually let me look at the schedule and I'll figure it out. But, you know, Rockies doing what they do, although – not so much at home. They are playing really well on the road and kind of average at home. But right now they have a 5-1 lead on Cleveland.
Do you realize that they have that the rookies starters have all four of them have a 21-8 record?
The Rockies rookies.
The Rockies rookies are 21-8 with a 3 point somewhere around probably 3.63 ERA. And Sensatella, if he stays on this, will probably lower that.
He could. I mean, Sensatella is reaching that part of the game where a lot of our pitchers have kind of struggled. That fifth inning, sixth inning, they gave up a home run in the last inning. So, you know, he comes in and shuts them down.
You know what I'm kind of starting to see is I'm starting to see a generation of kids who are coming in at 18, 19, 20, 21, who are, because of the effect of playing one sport earlier, and not really getting involved in a lot of sports when you're young and then picking it later. You see, because of the specialties and the specialities that they actually do, you know, you see baseball kids going into baseball camps, basketball dudes doing AAU. What you're starting to see is you're starting to see a younger kid who can come in and pitch or play basketball at a high level because they've been doing it as basically a professional since they've been very young.
I'd agree with you in baseball to a certain extent, although I think what's happening with the Rockies is pretty unusual. You know what I mean? It's pretty unusual. As far as basketball goes, by and large, these kids that are coming into the NBA are terrible. I mean, they can't shoot. And that is the one thing. I was watching a thing last night on 30 for 30. I love those 30 for 30s. And I can't wait for next week. I'll be in D.C., but I'm going to make a point to watch it. They're going to do they're doing a 30-30 on the Lakers-Celtics rivalry.
Oh, yeah.
Cannot wait to watch that. But they were last night I saw it on Fly Slamma Jamma.
Yes.
And
the University of Houston college basketball team with
Clyde Drexler, Hakeem the Dream.
Yes, and the other guy who they found only recently.
Benny Williams.
Yes.
But they had a lot of good players on that team.
Yes, they thought all five could be first-round picks.
And they probably could have all been, but they could shoot. In college, these kids could shoot by the time they were graduating after 4 years. Even the ones who weren't slam-dunking the ball could shoot the ball. Now, no one can shoot the ball.
Either you can't shoot the ball or you can only shoot the three ball.
The whole mid-range jumper in the NBA is a lot.
Alex English is irrelevant now.
He would be. I mean, he as much as you love Alex English, and he's a legend.
I love
here,
Alex English.
But Alex couldn't necessarily create his own shot the way, say, a Steph Curry can or even a Kyrie can. I mean, he didn't have the handles to dribble around guys the way that some of these young shooting guards do now. But he could shoot.
Yes.
And you had to stay on him, and he scored.
Well, the rules were different. I think you need to get away from, if you want to make the center a part of basketball again.
See, I don't care.
Take back man-to-man defense.
I don't care if the center becomes relevant again. I mean, I don't. I like the way Golden State plays. I like the way the Spurs play with or without a big guy in the middle. They pass the ball. They move the ball. They move without the ball. See, the Lakers had a center who understood that. Actually, they've had a few.
But,
well, I mean, you think about
a gaggle.
Pau Gasol,
a cascade of centers.
Pau Gasol could move really well without the ball.
Yes.
Of course, Kareem could move really well without the ball.
Wilt Chamberlain.
See, I never saw those games, so I couldn't tell you what kind of style they played.
Vlade Divac.
Okay, Vlade Divac wasn't as mobile, but he could move. He understood spacing, and he understood how to move without the basketball, so guys like Magic Johnson and Kobe Bryant and Fisher
Shaq.
and could get them the ball.
Shaq.
See, Shaq was just a monster. He was just a mountain who could shoot a ball.
Well, he couldn't really shoot.
He could slam a ball. He couldn't shoot free throws. He didn't get in his way. He was Godzilla. Basically, he was Godzilla. I was not a big fan of his style. I mean, I loved watching Hakeem play. Because Hakeem could pass.
You like
and
yourself
he could move.
Some Dream Shake.
I do, man. Hakeem was the man.
Like yourself the little, show you the ball, then take the ball away, then show you the ball as go around the side.
Yeah. They have a thing on NBA.com right now that's clips of 71 years of NBA Finals. And as I'm watching this, I kept thinking to myself, I hope everybody under the age of 25 watches this video, although I doubt it because it's like a 13-minute video and they'll lose interest after about 45 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
But it shows some super, super talented players that have come down through the league over the last 71 years, starting with George Mikan and all of these great players that...
You realize George Mikan is shorter than LeBron James?
Mm-hmm. No, but they were all white guys back at the time. They were all short.
Except for the Harlem Globetrotters.
Well, who weren't allowed to play in the league?
No, I think that they were allowed to play much earlier than some of the others, I thought.
I'd have to look that up. I don't know. I know that, but they were never.
But the Harlem Globetrotters beat the Lakers. They played. That was like the big game.
The Minneapolis Lakers.
Yes, with George Mikan.
Back in the day.
But I
don't think that was an actual league game. I think that was like
an exhibition.
An exhibition, yeah.
Just to prove to everybody that the Harlem Globetrotters were the best.
Those guys were talented. They could play.
Who's the most famous guy to ever play on the Harlem Globetrotters?
I want to say Curly Nielsen.
Wilt Chamberlain played.
I did not know Wilt played for the Harlem Globetrotters.
He did.
Really?
Yep. 1 year. And then the NBA said, why don't we take over from here? You go play the Washington Generals.
Well,
we'll send you five of our guys that you guys can play against.
Wilt Chamberlain and Bill Russell both, I don't think either of them were 7 feet tall.
Wilt Chamberlain was 7'1", but he was a very skinny 7'1". He was not Shaquille O'Neal 7'1".
No, very
Bill
few
Russell
are.
Was 6'11", I believe.
I don't think he was
might
that
have even
tall.
Been 6'10".
Yeah, I was thinking
out of San Francisco University.
Yes. let's see, Wilt Chamberlain was 7'1",
mm-hmm.
and
Bill Russell was 6'10",
which puts him about the same height as Kevin Durant.
Yep. He was a better coach than Kevin Durant is.
He was a better coach, or he had a better coach?
The last of their 10 titles, he was the head coach because Red Auerbach had retired.
Well, to be fair, we don't know how good of a coach Kevin Durant will be if he ever coaches. He's not a coach. He's a player.
We'll see. That's what I'm saying. Right now, he's not as good a coach.
Fair enough.
It's Darren Copeland. We'll have more of Whatever That Was coming up. Lasciatemi cantare.